And this is round 5 of Cinema Wars. Welcome back, everyone. I can't believe we are actually to round 5. It's an accomplishment within itself. And I will admit, I've been holding on to this question for a while, as weird as it sounds, but we're going to do it.
It's so random.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Krissa. I'm here with Brad, Krissa, and Chris. Say hello.
YOLO.
What up?
Hello to the people.
And the question is, who is the best Chris? As in an actor with the name Chris. So who is the best one, starting with Chris?
Well, I was going to say myself, but I haven't acted since 8th grade, so I clearly do not count.
No.
Oh, dang it, there goes mine.
Oh, thanks, Brad.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, I went with Chris Pine.
Pine.
Oh. We're good.
Boom.
We're good.
Krissa was so scared I was going to steal
it. She was scared. All right, Krissa.
Last 2 times I've been on here. Okay. Mine is Chris Rock.
Good choice.
Ooh.
I know. It's a very good choice.
Brad.
I went with Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker, 2 words. Rush Hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I get that now.
So we're going to have at it. Tell me why your Chris is the best one. Whoever can start.
Come on,
I'll start because I get to do whatever I want.
Okay. No, you're going to start because your name is Chris.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Put it on the record that we're letting him start.
Whatever. Clearly, Chris Pine is the best because not only does he do a lot of different movies, but he plays a lot of different roles really well. The one that might come to mind for a lot of people is probably the recent Star Trek movies with Star Trek 1, the remake, and then Into Darkness, basically the remake of Wrath of Khan from back in the 1980s, I believe, is when that one came out. But he plays Captain Kirk in those movies, and he does a really good job with that role. But he's not just limited to sci-fi movies. He even did a musical, because he was in the movie version of Into the Woods that came out just last year. So he does musicals. He does chick flicks. He does a lot of different roles. And whatever movie he's in, he plays the role the way that it's supposed to be played. He's a good actor that adapts to different types of roles. A lot of them do that, but I think that Chris Pine really does it the best out of any of the three that have been mentioned.
So we have Chris Rock, and he is just awesome because he's hilarious. I mean, have you heard him? Okay, so he was actually found by Eddie Murphy, who is also a really good actor and comedian. But Eddie Murphy found him and wanted him to act in Beverly Hills Cop Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went in, and that was his first debut in movies. So then he went on to Saturday Night Live a year later in 1990 because Eddie Murphy, you know, had talked so great about SNL that he just had to join. And then in 91, he released his first comedian CD album, which was Born Suspect. And that his whole comedy is based on how he was put through racism as a child through a mostly white Caucasian school. And a lot of his raw material is just on sexism, racism, and people really respect him for seeing that and you know, getting it out there. But he also had 5 big movies that, you know, you guys most likely have heard of. Dr. Dolittle in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Murphy had to have him in there. He just really wanted him, so he was the guinea pig in that. Osmosis Jones in 01, and Grown Ups in 10. Grown Ups 2, Madagascar, Escape to Africa in 08, and Madagascar, the first one, in 05. And he's just great with voice play. Yeah.
Are you
You're forgetting one.
Oh, there's a couple more of Madagascars, too, and everything.
How could you forget The Longest Yard?
Well, yeah.
Come on.
He was caretaker, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's like he dies.
Anyway, he's a really good American actor.
Spoiler alert.
He's also a comedian. A voice artist, and he's also a producer, so he's
a voice
multi-talented.
Artist. And he had his own show. You didn't even mention he had Everybody Hates Chris.
I'm trying to get like as much as I can.
All right,
in there.
Brad, real quick, Tucker, let's do it.
So I didn't get to do a lot of research on the kind of things Tucker has been in, but everybody knows Rush Hour. It is one of the best movies of all time, I think, and I can say that without any sort of hyperbole going into it. But in addition to being a great actor who has, and a great comedian, he's kind of lesser well known than Chris Rock, but he's still a wonderful comedian. He's also a philanthropist. Way back, way back when the Haiti stuff and the Japanese earthquakes and that whole thing was going down, he was one of the people who went out and was like, all right, I'm going to put myself on the line for this. I'm going to go there. I'm going to help people. And he's donated some large portion of his money. Again, not a lot of research went into this thinking. To charity. He's one of the biggest philanthropists in Hollywood. Or he was a couple years ago. I haven't looked at the stats recently. And also, like, Rush Hour. Like, the best, some of the best scenes in history have come from that movie.
All right, well, I do have to come to a decision. Chris, I agree, Chris Pine is a great actor.
You're not picking me again, aren't
but
you?
I feel like there's a thing have going on between
yet?
These two.
Have you won yet? I've won the first time.
So
did you?
There's a thing going on between Rock and Tucker here.
Whatever.
And I don't know. It's a toss-up. They're both comedians. They've both done very good things. And you know, they're both probably a little lesser well-known as well. I really love Rush Hour. but I love Osmosis Jones as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that was good enough to get its own TV show too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was a good TV show.
Star Trek.
I watched that all the time.
Right. Okay. Star Trek was just basically a remake of the old Star Trek movie, and yeah. They didn't even add anything new to
whatever.
It.
Whatever.
Right.
So actually, I'm going to give it to Krissa.
Yeah. First time winner.
She has Chris in her name. I understand.
There you go. That
Rick.
Works. All right, we are done for tonight. Thank you for tuning in, and we will be back with another absurd question next week. Who is the best Tom?
Rock on, New Concord.
I want to recount.
What?
Tom.
You want to recount? Okay.
Tom.
Actually, I'm actually kidding, but we're not doing that.
Aww.
All right. Back to the music.
You
want to
recount of
Cinema
one person?
Central.